In 2015, the Yuma Police Department lost over 30 police officers who moved on to better-paying agencies. Over a year later, the department is fully staffed but now faces another issue: budget revenue shortfalls. KAWC's Stephanie Sanchez checks in with YPD Chief John Leakin to talk about the state of the department and looming budget cuts.
Are we currently hiring officers? The answer is no. We have stopped hiring, and that's because of some anticipated budget shortages that we are seeing on our revenue side. But last year, about this same time, we did have a discussion, and we were very, very challenged with retaining our officers. During the 2015 calendar year, we had lost 35 officers through some sort of attrition, whether it's retirement, choosing a different occupation, but the majority were going to other agencies is what we found out. We pinpointed that reason as being basically based on wage and benefits, as we did exit interviews, simply because they can make more money and get better benefits, oftentimes to the tune of $15,000 to $20,000 in additional benefit compared to the package we offered here at the City of Yuma. Recognizing that, we implemented two wage increases, which I'll term as a mid-year increase last year, and that would have been around the February time frame. And also, when we started our new fiscal year in 2016, July 1st, 2016, we implemented a second phase to increase our wages. So what I can kind of report now as a success in that is in 2016, we only lost 18 officers to attrition. We cut that number in half. So that was a real good sign. In fact, is right now as we speak, I'm fully staffed with 176 officers. Now, that can be a little misleading because I know that 10 of them are currently in field training. Back in 2007 and 8 is that we had 177 sworn officers. And today, I just said 176. So we have increased nothing in the last almost 10 years, 9 to 10 years. And we know that Yuma has grown. We know that the service delivery model has changed. We know that we have had additional duties placed on our officers. As we prepare, we're going to probably be recommending a decrease in 10 officers of staffing here coming up to the next budget year, which will be July 1st of 2017.
And I also wanted to ask you about the tools and equipment. Are you happy with that? Is there anything you would like to have that you don't have?
There's at least a couple of significant major areas that I'm concerned in with the actual tools and equipment we give our officers. What is concerning to me, and these are big ticket items that are still looming, is our vehicle fleet is in very poor shape still. We have many vehicles that are still outside what we call our service life expectancy. So we're fighting to get those replaced, and it's creating a challenge to us. So the second area are portable radios, the actual radios that we carry, that our officers carry. Almost all of our portable radios are out of service life now, too. And, in fact, they're not even making that particular model anymore. So the parts and the service is going to disappear very quickly, probably within the next year or two. So we need to find some type of solution to getting over 200 radios replaced, and again, that is a significant dollar amount. So if there's two areas that I am concerned about that I would say that I'm not happy, but the fact is these things go out of service life, it's radios and vehicles, which are primarily, challenging us because they are significant ticket items.